Oh, very excited about a lot of the additions that we're able to add this off season, and just to see how our guys progressed through mini camp and the off season program. And now we're getting down here to Mankato. I have a pretty good idea of what we are from an athletic standpoint, but anxious to see what we are in pads. But we do got a lot of work ahead of us to get ready for that opener in San Francisco.
Rick, how much can you learn in Mankato and training camp compared to, say, preseason games 2, 3, and 4 of the 5 preseason games when it comes to winning positions?
A lot of those guys that are starters for us won't be seeing a lot of the action in the preseason, except for maybe that second to the last ball game to get them some reps. But it's a great opportunity for all these young players. And, you know, I feel, and I think Coach Zimmer would feel the same way, is that we have a lot of young depth, and those guys are going to be battling for spots. So we're going to, you know, be evaluating him and train those players here at training camp. But also when they get in the preseason, those guys are going to get most of the reps. And we're going to be able to evaluate them. But as you know, the most important part of preseason, too, that will determine whether a guy makes or breaks his chances of making his football team is what he does on special teams. And the only live look you get at that is during the preseason.
In the 2015 draft, our general manager added Michigan State cornerback Trey Waynes to the mix with his first overall pick. With Trey through the offseason activities, minicamp, organized team activities, rookie camp, through training camp, what are you looking for?
Just how he progresses. And I know the coaches have a plan for him. We have a lot of depth at that position, and one thing we wanted to address in the offseason. So as he gets more comfortable, I know they moved him around a lot. They're playing him outside. They're playing him inside over the slot. He's learning a lot of new techniques that he didn't have to do in college, some things he's not comfortable with. But you see him progressing every day. He saw that through the OTAs and mini camp, and now we're heading into day 2 here down at training camp.
There was elation within the fan base when Adrian Peterson joined the team or rejoined the team during organized team activities. He was there for all of minicamp. Of course, he's here in Mankato for training camp. How excited were you when Adrian rejoined the team?
Well, I think our whole organization from ownership on down was very excited to get Adrian back. He's a unique football player. He's a future Hall of Famer. And as we went through that process, I think everybody's just ready to move on and focus on football, and very excited to see 28 with the ball in his hands in this upcoming season.
What do you like most about the person Teddy Bridgewater is?
He is the most grounded person I've ever been around. Very even keeled. He is very confident but not cocky. And just his presence and how he handles everything, not only on the field, but how he handles and conducts himself off the field. I think the first thought that pops into my mind when you say Teddy Bridgewater is nothing but first class.
With Blair Walsh, your kicker, you recently extended him. What do you like about Blair?
You know, Blair has an extremely strong leg. He is excellent and maybe led the NFL in kickoff touchbacks last year. Been in the top 5 in the league. And he's an excellent field goal kicker. And I know his rookie year, and he's trying to get back to that, where I think he hit 10 out of 10 or 10-plus 50-yard field goals. Those are game winners for us.
Yep.
And he's another young player, and we're really focusing in on drafting as best we can and then signing those guys to future contracts as they come up off their first rookie deal.
Last one. I know you're not as big on free agency as you are the draft, but via trade this year, you traded for former Steelers and Dolphins receiver Mike Wallace, who during his career has been branded as a 4-3 straight down the field, deep threat kind of guy, and quite honestly, he could be that here. But last year with Miami, 9 of his 10 touchdowns were inside the 20. So what exactly is Mike Wallace, the receiver?
I think we're going to see Mike Wallace and what he is as a receiver in Norv's system. Norv's system is predicated on the vertical passing game. That's something that he strives in. But also, I don't think you can not count him on some of those under-type routes when you run across the formation, getting the ball in his hands and let him show in his speed. So Mike has been a great addition so far to us. He came in with a chip on his shoulder, but in a positive way. He wants to go out and prove that he is a very, very good receiver in this league, and we think he'll do that.